With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman has picked up a medal at the CAC Games on the squash court. The Cayman Islands women's doubles team of Jade Pickern and Lara Connolly delivered a strong performance to secure bronze in Santo Domingo. The duo battled through a competitive field to claim the podium spot, adding to Cayman's growing list of achievements at these games. Cayman squash officials say it's a well-earned result for Jade and Lara, who continue to shine on the regional stage. Cricket in the Americas has been buzzing in recent weeks, and now momentum is heading straight for Cayman's biggest stage. Attention shifts to the Derek White Elite T20, where the island's top talent is set to deliver power-hitting sharp pace, crafty spin, and nail-biting finishes. The tournament bowls off on August 22nd, promising high-energy cricket as Cayman's best clubs chase T20 bragging rights. Rising prospects, seasoned veterans, fierce rivalries. Every match is expected to bring intensity and unforgettable moments. Cayman Cricket President Alessandro Morris says fans should brace for sixes flying, wickets tumbling, and spectacular catches throughout the competition.
We've had a very productive and exciting year here at Cayman Cricket so far, and of course on the back of hosting international tournaments in March and then another World Cup qualifiers for the women under 19s starting this weekend. But we're looking forward to the Derek White T20 Elite competition that starts on August 22nd, and that will be a chance to see all our best players on island on show. A number of our youngsters are performing at a very high level now, so we are very excited for this T20 competition to start. We've had a number of competitions this year, but now is a chance to see all our elite players and our local elite players on show. So looking forward to some exciting cricket, and I want the public to come out. They'll be thoroughly entertained. We expect a jam-packed couple months of cricket, and this will be a chance to showcase the best of what we have on island. So really looking forward to it.
The action starts on Saturday, August 22nd at the Jimmy Powell Oval. It's Corporate Boys versus United Indians at 2 p.m. Then on Sunday, Greenies versus Saul at 10 a.m. and Police versus United Indians at 1:30 p.m. Staying with cricket, the 2019 Women's Americas Cricket World Cup qualifiers are set to bowl off this Sunday at the Jimmy Powell Oval, featuring USA, Canada, Argentina, and the Next Gen 11. The tournament runs from August 9th through the 16th, with teams battling for regional supremacy and a spot on the world stage. A combined squad made up of top players from across the Americas will also compete, and two Caymanians have earned selection to that team, adding local interest to the week-long qualifiers. Organizers say fans can expect competitive cricket from opening day as the region's emerging talent steps into the spotlight. Congratulations and best wishes to Daquana Howell, our lone qualifier for the World Athletics U20 Championships in Eugene, Oregon. Howell will compete in the women's 200 meters on August 7th, that's tomorrow, representing the Cayman Islands on the world stage. Qualifying for this prestigious championship is a testament to Daquana Howell's hard work, her dedication, and her outstanding talent. The Cayman Islands golf team is in the final stretch at the 2026 Caribbean Amateur Championships at the Royal Blue Golf Course in Nassau, Bahamas, with competition wrapping up tomorrow. Radio Cayman's Jeffy Ebanks has this report.
The Cayman Islands team is already deep into the competition at the 2026 Caribbean Amateur Golf Championship in Nassau, Bahamas, which teed off on the 3rd of August and wraps up tomorrow at the Royal Blue Golf Course. While full results for Cayman's golfers have not yet been released, regional updates show strong performances across the field, with countries like Bermuda reporting top five team standings as the tournament heads into its final day. CIGA says Cayman's men's and women's squads, featuring Joel, Luke, and Matthew Dodson, Peyton White, Andrew Jarvis, Danielle DeQuinto, Samantha Widmer, and Katie Reed, remain focused as they push through the closing rounds under coach Kevin Hinton. The championships, one of the Caribbean's longest-running amateur golf traditions, concludes tomorrow, and Cayman's final placement should be available shortly after the last round. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio Cayman Sports.
And as you've heard previously right here on Radio Cayman Sports, the Basketball Association is hosting the 2026 Olympic Solidarity U23 3x3 Training Camp and Caribbean Cup this week, running from August 6th, that's today, through the 9th. More than 40 international players, coaches and referees from across the region are taking part. CIBA President Colin Anglin says the event brings high-level development and exciting competition to Cayman, and he encourages the public to come out and support the athletes.
Hey, what's up, Cayman? Now, you know when it comes to Cayman basketball, we don't stop working, we don't stop pushing. And so there's something that's even more exciting that's coming up right here on our shores. We're talking about awesome 3x3 competition, international 3x3 competition. So those teams are coming here to take us on in the U23 3x3 Caribbean Cup 2026. It's going to be filled with action. You want to be able to see the game at this level, and it's going to be right here on our shores. So join us at the CIS High School Gym on August 7th and August 9th. There's going to be two of these tournaments, and these teams are going to give their best. They're going to go at it. They're vying for basketball supremacy. So don't miss it. We look forward to seeing you there, and it's going to be an awesome family, fun, and just action-packed event.
Fans will get their chance to see live 3x3 basketball action at the CIS High School Gym. The first match day is tomorrow at 4 p.m. with FIBA 3x3 competition. Stop 1, followed by stop 2 on August 9th at 10 a.m. and again at 4 p.m. The entry fee is $5. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.